Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking news.
Breaking news brought to you by, or powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by Dell Technology Small Business Pod for Ince. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. Pat Mahomes agrees to a new contract there, Joe Giglio.
10-year deal, a 10-year extension on the 2 years he had left. So that means Patrick Mahomes is going to be a Chief for the next 12 years.
Signed through 2031. And now, you know how NFL contracts work. He's not going to see the duration of that contract. It'll get redone before 2031.
Well, if he keeps playing at this level, eventually someone's going to catch him in dollars made, and he's going to say,
he's going to get more.
I'm better. Or his agent's going to say that my guy's better.
What are we talking about? $400 million?
It's got to be
10,
right?
For 400. 100 and 125 guaranteed.
What is the biggest contract in NFL history? I'm just thinking, like, how much he just doubled. Has there ever been a $200 million contract? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think Russell Wilson.
What was Matt Ryan's?
Ryan was 120. Wentz was pretty high, right? Wentz was possible 140. I don't think we've ever
gotten. Goff had more per year than Wentz, right?
And Goff got similar, like 140, 130?
I mean, really, you're just looking at the signing bonus.
Right, the guaranteed money.
But Russell Wilson's a $140.
Like, so we're
four at 140.
We're going more than double the biggest contract in NFL history.
$65 million signing bonus, $35 million per year.
I mean, it's on par. Remember when Alex Rodriguez doubled the most money ever in sports when he got like 250 and then most ever was like 126? I mean, this is the NFL contract for $400 million, if that's where it is it's unprecedented.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's got to be. It has to be, right? I mean, or is he, I mean, like we said, it depends on how much is guaranteed at signing. It depends on the contract.
So what's that going to be? $200 million guaranteed?
What's the record? I mean, normally it's over 100 that's guaranteed in some of these big contracts.
I think Wentz had the record when he signed his deal.
As far as guarantees. But a lot of those are like it's guaranteed against injury and things like that. But, I mean, I would have to think it's going to be. Before the end of the show, some of these things will start to trickle out, I'm sure.
So $400 million over 10 years is 40 a year. Like,
yeah.
That makes some sense for Mahomes.
So Goff,
it was already trending in that direction anyway.
I mean, if you're talking about $38 million a year for Dak Prescott, he's worth 50 a year.
So Goff,
Dak will get that next year from the
Cowboys. My God.
Goff got 110 guaranteed. He beat Wentz, who got 108 guaranteed.
Wow.
So if 110 is Goff, I mean, I think 200.
It's got to be 200.
Or 150. I mean, to go from, what did you say Goff was?
110.
110 to 200 is a lot.
I know, but you go from, look at Jared Goff. To
Yeah,
Pat
but it's a big but difference. It's not who the quarterback is. It's just like Joe said, it's the next guy that's up. Right? Like, so I don't know who's gonna be the quarterback that tops that.
I don't know. There's also significant risks now for the Chiefs. Like, if you put $200 million, what if he gets another knee injury?
No.
Like, usually contracts are 4 or 5 years in the NFL. So if it goes bad, by year two or three, you have an out. Like, it's not going to – and look, he looks like he's going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. But if he got hurt significantly, that would hurt them. Yeah.
No, they're in trouble. But, I mean, you already won a Super Bowl with him.
Oh, he's amazing.
You don't worry about that. You give him the contract, and if something goes wrong, something goes wrong.
I mean, this kills the Cowboys. on a Dak extension?
Well, I mean, but see, like, from in my opinion, from my perspective, this really shouldn't affect Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is Dak Prescott. This is Pat Mahomes. What? So Dak Prescott's agent's going to look and say, oh, well, yeah, look what Mahomes got. We're worth $40 million a year. No. I mean, will it help him a little bit? I mean, yeah, I guess. The Cowboys are already hesitant to give him as much money as he wants. I mean, you would have to think at least $150 million guaranteed.
It has to be. And I would think $400 is going to be the number in totality. So, he's there for the next 12 years. It's basically his entire career. He's about 25 years old. He'll be 37 or so when this is done. I mean, it's basically Patrick Mahomes' entire career will be on the Chiefs.
Matt Ryan was $150 million when he signed because that was a five-year deal of 30 a year. That was a while ago, too, wasn't it?
It was after his MVP year around there.
Yeah. So he's kind of playing that out. It's pretty amazing. All right, well, Joe, you came. We'll get back to the phones here, and we have some competitive eating people or people that want to talk about whether it's a sport or not on the line. But you came up with your list, and you didn't do the NFL quarterback ranking list. You did just the NFC.
Just the NFC today.
Interesting.
So, look, I had Carson Wentz at 13 in the NFL a couple weeks ago when I think I was in for you for a day, and I did this ranking.
I remember, yes.
I was with Ike. So, look, people were surprised I had Wentz as low as I did today, but I took the same rankings. I haven't changed Carson Wentz's rank. Here's what stood out when I did the list, though. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the NFC. Most of the good ones are in the NFC. So I had Carson Wentz as the 13th best quarterback in the entire NFL. But based on my last ranking, that only puts him at number 10 in the entire NFC. I only had three AFC quarterbacks above Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
So I just took them out, and I ranked the NFC quarterbacks. So here's what I had. One is Russell Wilson. It's hard to argue that. I mean, right? He's amazing and never missed a game, and they're always a competitive team. Two.
When was the last playoff game he won, by the way?
Last year
against the Eagles.
He always beats the Eagles.
Before that?
Before that, it had probably been a little while.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been at two Super Bowls.
Yeah, a while ago, right?
Yeah, he's the I can't think of anyone I put above in the NFC. So number two is Drew Brees. Drew Brees is slowing down, but he's still really
very productive.
Good.
Yes.
I mean, now he could complete 74% of his passes, it's not even a big deal. Number three, and this is where I started. It's not easy to kind of rank the next few. I have Aaron Rodgers still at number three in the NFC. As much as everyone wants to just say, oh, he's done and he's not as good as he used to be, he's not.
13 wins last year.
13 wins, and he still never turns the football over. He's still good. I mean, you can still win with Aaron Rodgers. He's three.
Jack, so far, so good on this list here?
That's kind of fair. I think he's better than Rodgers, but that's me.
All right.
All right, so Wilson, Breeze, Rodgers. Four is Dak Prescott. I think I had Dak 6 or 7 in the NFL, and then I took the three AFC guys
out. Make your case why Dak Prescott is ranked ahead of Carson.
More durable, more touchdowns, less turnovers, more wins, playoff games. He just had a better career so far, so I'd have him there. And if I was to start a season right now, I'll take the guy that's less risk. There's less risk to Dak. I know what he is.
Yeah, but last year?
He was good. Team wasn't good enough.
He was good last year?
He wasn't. He threw 5,000 yards.
His numbers were good?
He was good last year.
His numbers were good?
Yes.
Okay. His numbers were good.
They were very good.
Go back and look at some of where those compiling games, the Packers, comes to mind.
Yeah, they were down and he came back. But for the most part, 16 games, he was a good quarterback last year. They didn't win enough. But it wasn't like they won four games. The Eagles won 12. The two teams were separated by one game last year.
Mm-hmm.
One game. So I have Dak at number four. Just I think he's had a better
career. What happened in December?
Carson outplayed him here.
He sure did. Was Dak's team fully healthy?
They were more healthy than the Eagles.
The fourth healthiest team in football.
They were more healthy than the Eagles.
And who was Carson's weapons that day?
He had Zach Ertz till he got hurt. He had Dallas Goedert. He had Miles Sanders.
And who were the receivers?
Not good.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, he got him last year. He got him at the end, and Wentz gets credit for that. So I have Dak 4. 5 is Jimmy Garoppolo. 6, Matt Ryan, who we were just talking about with his contract there. 7 in the NFC. I have Kirk Cousins. 8, Tom Brady. I didn't know what to do with Tom Brady. I do feel he's close to cooked, but I do think there's probably one more good year left. New team, new surroundings, some better weapons. I feel like Brady's got one more year.
And he's breaking laws like hell to try to make sure he gets plenty of practice time.
He doesn't care about anything. It's ridiculous that he's doing all that. 9, I had Jared Goff. 10, okay. I have Carson Wentz. And then I rounded it out. Here's the NFC is really good. I have Matt Stafford 11 in the NFC. Like the NFC is I have Kyler Murray, who I think is going to be really good, 12th in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles 13.
Oh, come on.
Where should I put him?
Hold on. Keep going.
Foles 13. Daniel Jones 14, Bridgewater 15, Haskins 16.
Yeah, Foles at 13 is like putting him in the bottom.
What am I going to do with him? 10%. I mean, Haskins stinks. I think Bridgewater is just a guy. Daniel Jones, I mean, his rookie last year wasn't very good. I mean, that's the bottom. But the NFC's good. I mean, think about the quarterback. Matthew Stafford's 11, or Wentz is 11, or Goff's 11, or Brady's 11, or Cousins is. Like, it's really loaded in the NFC. It used to be the AFC had better quarterbacks. I don't think that's the way it is anymore. Like, top to bottom, the NFC's got better quarterbacks now.
All right, who wants to yell at Joe Giglio?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
94-94. Like, this is the typical Dak Prescott game against the Bears in December. They lost to the Bears in December. They lost 31-24. 334 yards and a touchdown. So there go your yards, right? In a loss. The Bills, they scored 15 points on offense the week before that. They lost 26-15 against the Bills on the 28th of November. 355 yards and two touchdowns. They scored 15 points. Is that a good game? You would look at that game and say, oh, wait, 355 yards and two touchdowns. They scored 15 points. Right? Like, that's not a good game. The Packers game that we were talking about earlier, they lost 34-24. They were down big time early in that game. They threw for 463 yards and two touchdowns. Also had three interceptions. The three interceptions was what made the game out of reach early, right? Like, you bring up numbers. These numbers are bogus and garbage from Dak Prescott. Like, listen, I had Dak Prescott ahead of Carson Wentz before going in the last season, right? I did. Dak Prescott, the only thing that was good from him last year was staying healthy, which you say is important, and also throwing for yards. There's stats. That's like Carson Wentz's 2018 season. It's like, well, look at the numbers from 2018. They were coming from behind in a lot of those games. He put up gaudy stats, Carson Wentz. He wasn't very good in 2018. Dak Prescott wasn't good last year at all. 9 points against the Patriots.
I mean, the Eagles had games like that.
They did.
Yeah, the Patriots game. I think the two of them are similar. One guy stays healthy and wins more, though. I can't ignore that. One guy stays healthy and wins more than the other guy. That's been their career so far. They both won two division titles, but you look at their careers. One guy has won more games, played in the playoffs, has more all this stuff, touchdowns, less turnovers. Just had a better career so far.
So what's the list? What's your criteria? Is it who you would want coming into the season?
Just for this season.
So it's going into this season.
Just for this season. It's not like long-term thing, you know, because then obviously you get Tom Brady out of there. Cousins is in his 30s, so we could take, you know, we could put Carson and other young guys over him. It's just for this year. Breeze would be out if it's about building a team. Forget those guys. I mean, just for 2020.
Garoppolo at 5? There's nobody that says he's 5. Come on,
Jimmy,
man.
Garoppolo's 21-5 as a starter. He's playing the Super Bowl.
21-5 as a starter, yes.
8 throws in the NFC Championship game.
Carson's never had a season as good as Garoppolo played last year. Yards per attempt, passer rating, like, he was really good. I don't know. Like, if Jimmy Garoppolo was here, we'd be doing jumping jacks. The guy's 21-5 as a starter.
Would we?
I think so.
We'd be doing jumping jacks after the Super Bowl?
He went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because of Jimmy Garoppolo's player? Because that's a really good team.
Well, how did the Eagles get to where they got to in 2017? Good defense.
They had the MVP of the league.
Yeah, excellent quarterback play.
Fourth best defense that year. Garoppolo's last year was just as good as Wentz's 2017. He was really good. Really good. The NFC's loaded a quarterback. That's what I realized today. So who's the 10th guy then, if it's not Wentz? Someone good is 10th, right? Whoever you're going to move up and move
Goff
down the
at
list.
9? Come on, man.
Jared Goff throws a nice ball. It does. Throws a nice ball. Also, the last 3 years, he's got better numbers than Wentz.
Yeah, but again, I love this whole numbers thing. I love it because it gets used against me by both you and Ike.
Well,
if we're pro Wentz or against Wentz, right? They won 9 games last year.
So did the Eagles.
No doubt about it. They won 9 games last year, and before that, they were in the Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl. But you also have to look at how he played in the Super Bowl. It was terrible.
But Carson doesn't have any playoff games, so I'm not going to take away from guys that don't play well in playoff games. When one guy, I've never seen him play in one, besides obviously a few passes this year. I can't downgrade a guy and lift one up because he's never been in a big spot. That's not fair to me.
215-592-9494. It's Mark Sunrise. 215-592-9494. Jared Goff, man. I mean, he would have to have a good year this year to be ahead of Carson Wentz. Like, if you're reacting to what happened last year, that would be against Jared Goff.
It would. He didn't play well last year.
Tom Brady, you're right. Like, you don't know where to put him. You don't want to put him too high because you realize that he's regressing.
I could have put him lower than all these guys. I thought about Wentz over him. But it's Tom Brady. It's hard to – it's just weird. He's a very difficult one to rank. New team.
he looked halfway shot last year, but that team also – that Patriots team had no weapons on offense. They had Julian Edelman and pretty much nothing else.
He could be done. That could have been a mistake. He could be done.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do down there. That's interesting. It's really interesting. I mean, it's one of the reasons why Tom Brady staying in New England is a snore fest. Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay.
Oh, it's interesting.
Is awesome because then the domino that falls is now Cam Newton goes up to New England, so now you have two storylines that you wouldn't have had before.
And we get to figure out was Brady a Belichick product or is Belichick only winning all they won because of Tom Brady?
What do you think? Who's more important?
Well, I think Belichick's more important. I bet on Belichick over Brady moving forward.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bet on them. Are they going to win 10 games this year? Yeah, Belichick's a hell of a coach. How many Super Bowls do they win without Tom Brady?
Who's more likely to win a Super Bowl moving forward, Brady or Belichick? Now, obviously, Brady only has a certain amount of time. Belichick, although he's older, could coach for 5 more years if he wants to.
Brady this year.
Belichick.
Brady this year.
Belichick.
Belichick has no chance to win this year.
Bruce Arians isn't winning a Super Bowl.
This year with that stacked team? Are you nuts?
He's won one playoff game in his life, Bruce Arians.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You know whose offense this is now?
Tom Brady's.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll get back into the baseball discussion on the other side. Who's going to win the World Series this year? Does it matter, and is it the same of being – is it the World Series champion? We'll discuss on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.